Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. Now, you have to write that down and hold on to it because our phone lines are full right now. The number, 603-283-6160. Oh, just lost Adam.
Adam?
No, he left.
Adam, I had so many questions for you. So, actually, on the break, Adam, I was asking Mark, please let me talk to Adam, but I understand we have a really interesting caller that was waiting.
Let's just go right to Linda then. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live. Linda, can you hear me now? How about now? I will put Linda on hold. I will let the Captain Kickass, my executive producer in New Hampshire, check it out and see what's going on with Linda.
I found Adam fascinating because he was an 8-year-old violinist that played at his parents' house parties.
Yep.
And so I'm thinking, is he that good? Or is it just one of those things, Adam is trying and we want to indulge him with some attention. But then they wanted to feed him alcohol. And I'm wondering, did he get more creative? Did he play better?
Does that happen?
People think it does.
I think they do think it does. I think that the evidence that alcohol makes you better at anything is slim.
The famous Carlos Santana clip from Woodstock, the movie.
Uh-huh.
He was tripping out on acid at that time.
Tripping on acid is different than being drunk.
For some people, but what about the musicians of the 40s? They didn't have either. They might have had a little bit of weak marijuana.
I'm not claiming that you can't play an instrument if you have a lot of practice. What I'm claiming is that there are nigh few things that you can do as well drunk as you can do sober.
Unless you're just too inhibited and then you need something to loosen you up.
Yeah, perhaps. But, a little bit of practice.
Maybe some therapy.
Yeah, there you go. Let's go to Linda. She's back, supposedly. Linda, you back?
I am.
Great.
Can you hear me?
What's on your mind?
Well, I have a couple of things to pass along that might be worth hearing. So I grew up in a home where my parents did not drink and were very peaceful and loving, and so that was my environment. And when I, as I got older, I drank and, smoked pot, whatever was going on. But then married a fighter pilot, and he said no more drugs, but they drank like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see that it ever helped any of them. And then I was divorced and then married a pro hockey player, and he drank like crazy and, still to this day does, and it has not helped him. He's a tax attorney as well, but high-functioning people can drink, obviously, but I had two children, and as they grew up, I said to them, no drinking, no gambling, no drugs, because, I didn't know, and I had seen so many tragedies, I didn't know what would help. And so one of my children, my son, doesn't drink or do anything, and yet my daughter really struggled with those issues. So she passed away, and I have a 6-year-old grandson that I adopted, and I took him to kind of Skid Row, and not in a mean way, but in a compassionate way, talk to him about the people who were lying around drinking and, what a tragedy it was in their life.
Your very own temperance play.
Right. So Right. And I don't drink any longer. But, you know, and so the answer is I don't know the answer, but I haven't seen anyone that it has helped.
Of the people that it hurt, did any of them try and change? Did you observe that?
My daughter did. Yes, but and I do see that. You know, I had a friend who was the head of a county commission board who had lived under a bridge. I won't say too much because I don't want to identify him, even though he has passed. But he drank to the point that he lived under a bridge, and then ended up coming back to where he had grown up and became the chairman of the county council, and you know, was. It was always an issue to him, but he got through it and became fully functioning.
Yeah, I think that this phrase doesn't do you any good. This is one that was really powerful for me when I was choosing. Do I want to drink? Do I not want to drink? For me, it wasn't any big deal. Like, I wasn't sleeping under a bridge or anything like that. It was all about, you know, I got a few extra pounds I can't take off, and I know that alcohol slows your metabolism and these kind of things, and I just wanted to be able to take off these pounds, and I couldn't do it. But, you know, I would say that I hear this. It doesn't do me any good. I mean, I drank for many years, you know. Whenever you say you drank, it sounds like you were laying on the floor drunk every single night. And by no means was I. I'm talking about, you know, two glasses of wine a night sometimes, you know, that kind of thing. Some nights more. Some nights none. Plenty of nights none. I can say that the biggest torture for me was I'm only going to drink once a week. I make these, you know, these sort of statements. I'm just going to drink one day a week. And then I just suffer waiting for that day, and that really sucked. That was a really crappy decision. Anyway, I wasn't intending to have an AA meeting tonight. I was just talking about how people talk to their kids about alcohol, because this is an important topic. I don't want to judge anybody. I don't want to say your habits of drinking are bad. You know whether they are or not, and if they are,
well, I think
stop.
Linda gives an important observation. I mean, she's noticed this in people that have been very close
to her.
Thank
you for the call, Linda.
And there's different theories that I'm aware of about alcoholism. So we probably have to go to a break, so I don't want to try and explain them right before that. But, you know, there's the AA approach that, you know, you are going to be an alcoholic because you're destined
to be
an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And there's another theory, and I was trying to search while Linda was talking, that I was familiar with, and I'm familiar with the theory, but not the, I can't recall the name of the person that put it forward. There's a whole school of thought about this. And any recreational drug that becomes a problem for you, it becomes a problem. You can be going along fine, and then when you use it to avoid a problem that you need to deal with, that's when it becomes the problem that hangs over your life.
Well, let me ask you this. Pick a drug that you know is addictive. Let's use tobacco.
All right. But actually, we had multiple kinds of addiction when I was in middle school, when they tried to teach us about how to go against drugs and you know, navigate your way. But anyway, go ahead.
You may be dependent on things. I suppose you can become dependent on ice cream, but I think addiction is a physical addiction is probably the best way to describe things. I don't think you can putter around with tobacco. You can't consume, if you consume enough tobacco consistently enough over a period of time, no one will argue with you that you will become addicted to it. If you consume enough heroin consistently and over time, no one will argue with you become addicted with it. People will argue all day long that if you consume enough alcohol consistently for enough period of time, that you will not become addicted to it. Like, you
who
can drink heavily. I'm telling you, they're all over the place.
And they say that the opposite about tobacco and heroin?
No, they say that tobacco and heroin are addictive,
and
but that alcohol is not. It's somehow different. And I disagree. I say alcohol is an addictive substance.
Yeah, how could it be addictive if you could buy it on every street corner?
That number. Oh, by the way, Adam's back, so you get to ask your questions.
Right now or when we come back from break?
You get, there's no... The music's playing, Henry. There's nothing you can do. The number is 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTTROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in. talk about whatever's on your mind. Mark with you.
And Henry.
Yeah, Henry, you're still here doing the show. Good Lord. What's going on? Just want to tell you real quick about Liberty.menu. We've been asked many times over the years to come up with a Yellow Pages for libertarian businesses. And we did that. It's called Liberty.menu, and you can go there and you can list your business for free. As all you have to do is, click on our little thing, take our pledge to the non-aggression principle, and that's fine. Also, if you only want to shop at libertarian businesses, well, they're there listed for you at Liberty.menu, so go check it out. It's Liberty.menu. Henry, we had on the line Adam, and some kind of technical issue occurred, and Adam had to drop off, but he is back now. Now, Adam was a violinist who, at 8 years old, began to play parties at his parents' house and was plied with drinks. And you
well,
want
that's,
to ask
that's judgmental.
What do you mean?
Plied.
Well, I don't know.
Offered
given drinks.
That's what we need to find out from Adam himself.
All right, Adam's on the line.
Adam, yeah, go ahead.
Thanks for calling back.
No,
Adam,
no
let me ask you, I'm sorry to step on you before you could speak, but how would you evaluate your skill as a violinist at age 8?
Not very. I was a beginner, but I had I grew up in a musical family, and so I had, a natural gift, I guess, if you will, and I was drawn to it at an early age, and so... And my all of my family and my family's friends that I grew up around when I was young, they were all like they were all more country folks, and so they liked country music, and it was easy to play country music, and so it was easy to play something that people could dance to. And the more that I made them dance, the more they would feed me drinks. And
and how did it turn out?
Tasted,
that's the
not
question
very
I
good. Not very good at all. I mean,
okay.
So when this first started, and we're talking about early drinking, this is the earliest drinking we've heard from anybody yet. Did you like it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it made me feel grown up. And I remember my folks saying, "Well, you know, he's got to learn somehow. He's got to learn somehow." And so they let me quote unquote learn on my own, you know, thinking it would. And I remember getting so freaking sick that, between hurls, I would say, oh God, I'm never going to drink again, never going to drink again. But, you know.
And they knew you were getting sick? That,
oh yeah. Oh, the next day after this, I was so sick.
Okay, and which continued longer, your drinking or your violin playing?
Well, my violin played and continued up until just a few years ago. My arthritis got so bad I couldn't hold it very well, so I gave it to I gave my violin to my granddaughter. But now I play the mandolin, and I've always played the drums and sang my whole life. I've been a musical person since I was old enough to walk.
Did you make your livelihood as a musician?
Yeah, well, I'm from Oregon originally, live in Washington now, and I was in several bands after I got out of the military in the mid '80s.
Okay, so then how did the drinking follow you through your life?
It was a part of the whole thing, man. It was a part of the whole thing, and it, all I can say is that. I knew when I had become an alcoholic, I knew I was an alcoholic, and I had to, I went to AA meetings. I mean, I went down the road that a lot of people go down. I got in trouble. I had to go to mandatory meetings, and went through a lot of changes in my life, and actually got laughed out of a meeting one time down in Salem, Oregon, because I when we were talking about our higher power, and I had turned my life over to God, and so I called my higher power Jesus Christ, and everybody just thought that was funny. You know, if I would have called him a tree named Fred or whatever, that would have been okay. But because I called my higher power Jesus Christ, they laughed me out of the meeting literally. So
did you ever say that in a different group and get laughed at too?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, because a lot of groups from NA and AA are very anti-religious, and you mentioned the word Jesus, and oh gosh, boy, you can open up a can of worms, man. You know, they call themselves a spiritual group, but in my opinion, you can't get spiritual unless you talk about God.
That's it's interesting to me that AA started out as it's a church, basically. And their mission was to reach alcoholics, what they called alcoholics. Reject the notion of alcoholics, but whatever the case may be. And it's interesting that these people took part of the message of AA and NA, and they wouldn't take the rest, which is that this is, you know, very religiously based.
I probably have more familiarity with AA meetings than the average person. And I, at least in Florida, there wasn't that judgmental thing when you talked about a higher power or however you found your faith. So I wonder if it's a northwestern U.S. kind
of thing.
Could
be. What do you think about that, Adam?
If a person can get into a good group, that's great. I was just unfortunately not able to get in a good group at the time that I needed to get into a good group, so I had to find my solace elsewhere.
How'd you find it?
Through developing a close relationship with Jesus Christ, by reading the Bible all the way through and getting some counseling on how to think right, and then I went to work. I developed a strong work ethic, and I went to work. I stopped fiddle farting around, if you will, and I went to work.
Well, I think that's absolutely true, is that if you've got some kind of substance abuse problem and you can put that, you know, put that to the side, you can get a lot more work done than you did before. Adam, thank you for calling back. I do appreciate it. The number, 603-283-6160. Let me repeat that. I kind of got that wrong. 603-283-6160.
Let me just say quickly to Adam out there, hopefully he's still listening, I think that him putting himself out there like that, you never know, but there's probably people that he helped with that honesty.
Sure, absolutely. Your story can always be helpful to somebody. It's edifying to someone. Let's go to the phones. Pepsi, calling in from the Bronx. Pepsi, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, well, first of all, let me just say hats off to Alan, because everything that he went through, these few minutes that he spent with you guys, I mean, who knows how many people got the message, and it's just what they needed to hear. You know,
probably about 100,000.
Yeah, you know, but I mean, how many people that needed to hear it, that it was
right, right.
Them, thinking that he was speaking, you know, speaking directly to them. And God bless him, man. You know, congratulations. And the thing I was thinking about listening to this, he said he gave some stuff to his grandkids, right?
Yeah, his violin.
Right, his violin to his grandkids. So that means, like, when he was 8, it was like maybe 40, 50 years ago, you know, and it was a different time. And he said he was doing, like, country parties, so... You know, some people may think him playing the violin, like playing classical stuff, but if it was a backwards kind of party, it was like, you know, maybe some hold down fiddling, you know?
Oh, yeah, he was fiddling, no doubt about it. Pepsi, hold the line if you would, please. I know we didn't get to anything like what you want to talk to here on Free Talk Live. The number, 603.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Nations Security Council called on Israel and Hamas to fully adhere to a ceasefire agreed upon earlier this week. The Saturday statement from the council also urged that humanitarian aid should be sent to the Palestinian civilian population in Gaza. It was the council's first public statement on the conflict that saw 11 days of fighting between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The United Nations announced Friday that it was releasing $22.5 million in humanitarian aid to Gaza. And the Biden administration announced Saturday that it would extend temporary protected status for the next 18 months for Haiti. The move will allow Haitians to remain in the United States and obtain a work permit. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pointed to security concerns, social unrest, human rights abuses, and a lack of basic resources as reasons for issuing the redesignation. Haiti was initially designated for TPS in 2010 following a massive earthquake on the island. This is USA Radio News. The White House has revised its proposed infrastructure package, cutting down the bill's cost to $1.7 trillion. But Republicans say the cost is still too high, even with a $600 billion cut. The president's proposal still contains billions in spending for elder care, electric vehicle subsidies, and workforce training. Those are all programs that are non-starters for Congressman Carlos Jimenez. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that while there are many issues the two sides can come together on, there is not bipartisan support for many aspects in the president's bill.
We want to work with the White House. We believe that there is a need for infrastructure in the United States, traditional forms of infrastructure and things that may not be traditional, you know, like broadband. And also, how do we incentivize American companies to come back to the United States and reconstitute our supply chains here away from China and some other countries? Those are things that I think that we can support. You know, they're at $1.7 trillion. The senators are about $600 billion. I guess, you know, we'll try to work somewhere towards the middle.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your minds. I'm going to hold off on giving out the number because the phone lines are full and give them out any time when they drop off. So I'll do that when after we talk to Pepsi here. Pepsi's calling in from the Bronx. And let's go to that call right now. Pepsi, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so where did I leave off?
You were just giving accolades to Adam who called in.
Yeah, so anyway, in a nutshell, I was just saying that he grew up in a different era, you know, and his parents brought him up the way they knew how to bring him up, you know. And sometimes when you're brought up a certain way, you get used to a certain state of mind. Like certain people, you know, they can't function unless they have their alcohol or their drug of choice. And when they do, they perform normally, you know. And, excuse me, it was a thing where it all depends on what's good. And it made me think about WKRP in Cincinnati. Do you remember that show?
Oh, I love that show. Oh, the humanity.
The episode where Johnny Fever, he was with this highway patrol officer to show the ill effects of alcohol. So when he was sober, they timed him on how fast his reaction was to ring a bell. And the more alcohol they gave him, the better his reaction got, you know. So it really wasn't a good representation on the ills and woes of alcohol, you know, because that
it's
was
called
just
a fictional
normal.
Story.
Yeah, it has to be fictional.
No, but no, it's fictional, but they got it from some real events because, trust me, I know some people, you know what I mean, and at times I'm like that. It's just like with coffee, right? Coffee's a drug. And, you know, if I don't have it, I might feel a certain way where I can't function at my optimum level. But give me a cup of two or five, you know, and I'm like, it's my normal, you know? So it all depends. And I think that with drugs, the whole word is like abuse because just like you have pharmaceutical companies and doctors who prescribe certain medications to take care of certain things, but I still think that they could go from the macro to the micro and pay more attention to each specific patient because if the body's made of and runs on chemicals, you know, and sometimes you need certain adjustments. And so every drug could have its benefits. It's to the point where you start abusing it and using it the wrong way that it does more harm than good, you know? And I think very few people have the discipline to take certain kind of drugs without some kind of, oversight, you know? Some kind of help with, or, you know, to pay attention to what they're doing, you know?
So what I would say to that is that more people die in America every single year from prescribed drugs, the drugs that were prescribed to them, than the people who die from illicit drugs. At least that statistic was true before the heroin, or what do they call it, the opiate crisis. I haven't checked it recently, and it may have changed as a result. But I mean, ultimately, this is, drugs are drugs, and you got to decide for yourself. You're responsible for your health. Your doctor is not. And you've got to figure out what works for you. Your doctor's seeing 15, 20, 30 patients a day, and they don't have time to figure out what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Pepsi, by the way, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. The number, 603-283-6160. And like with anything in life, you know, your dietitian isn't responsible for what you eat. You are. And your doctor's not responsible for the drugs you take. And Pepsi's absolutely right. Caffeine's a drug.
Your doctor's responsible for the drugs that are prescribed.
No, I'll give you that.
And your doctor writing prescriptions over and over again will notice a pattern.
I'll give you that.
Do we have somebody waiting? Or?
Yeah, we do. We got David in New Mexico. Okay. You want him?
I'll wait.
Here we go. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man, I want you to analyze this. We got this radio host, right? His name is Jim Villanucci. He's on the Big Stick KKOB here, Cumulus Station. And he talks all the time on the radio about how he was a drunk for about 6 years or so. Matter of fact, he got thrown off the radio, KKOB in Albuquerque, because he is a drunk and he's gone. Now they let him back on there. And you tell me, he was an abusive dude before. You know, you remember Sarah, right?
Yeah. Sarah was a caller here on Free Talk Live for many years. I haven't heard from her in a long time.
Well, she calls in to locally, including Jim Villanucci, and he was always abusive to her. I mean, just abusive, and she was always nice to him. And then he left, and he came back, and for a couple weeks, he was not so abusive. He was more humble and mild, and I thought, oh, okay, so that was the alcohol that was making him be such a jackass to nice people like Sarah and everybody else. But now, after a couple weeks, he's back to being a jackass again. And so, what, you know, what's up with that? What role did the alcohol play in this dude's personality and his character?
What time period are we talking about? Is this just over the last few weeks, or something you've been observing for a while?
Which part?
After he came back, after he got sober, and he was nice for a couple weeks. How long ago was that?
That's just recently. He just came back like a month ago, and he was okay. He was a decent, like a real human being. I even told him on the air, I said, Jim, you've changed. And then that lasted about 3 weeks, and now he's back to being, abusive to his callers again. So I guess it wasn't the alcohol.
Right. That's the question I have, is that although I don't know anything about Jim and whatever his last name is, and all the best to him, perhaps his program director said, hey, I don't know what you were doing before, but you were getting better ratings back then, or, you know, an advertiser or whatever the situation was. It's just a thought that passed through my head.
I don't know. It was pretty funny, though. Sarah called into a show one day right after I had called in, and she says to Jim, after he's been gone a long time, she says, oh, it's so nice to hear David's voice on the radio again. And it was like, wah, wah, wah. And Jim Villanucci was really pleased to hear that.
Yeah, I bet he wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, David.
So, I wonder if he calls that show, he calls this show. Perhaps he has a calling addiction.
Well, David certainly. David lives frugally, and I've gotten his whole story here on the air. The guy's amazing. He spends very, very little money, and he manages to live life quite well out there in rural New Mexico, keeping an eye on things and listening to the radio. He's very active. He's an activist, really. He's a legal activist, and fascinating dude, but. I can imagine, like, I know that desperation to get more and more callers and more listeners on your show. I had that before I had 200 radio stations, and I don't have that anymore, right? I know that people just call in and talk about the things that they're going to talk about, and I let them talk for as long as I let them talk, and that's just what we do here on the radio.
Well, you don't have a program director either.
I am the assistant, the unofficial assistant program director of Free Talk Live, right? And Ian Freeman, who is now sitting in jail, being the official one. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And somebody like David calls in, and he's got his idea of what he wants to talk about. And if you're talking about, if you're one of these people who's feeling that level of desperation, you want this show to be the very best it can be, and I'm not of the opinion that that feeling works. I think that the best show is a show where you're talking and you're having a good time talking. You got to feel good while you're doing the show for the show to be good. But if you're having that tight feeling, and David calls in and he wants to talk about what it is that he wants to talk about, that tight feeling is going to cause you to be mean to somebody like David or Sarah. He was mentioning Sarah there on the air, and Sarah's used to call into Free Talk Live, and she was obsessive about talking about things like pedestrian deaths in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You know, and these kind of things. And she didn't drink, she didn't do drugs, she didn't do any of those things. So people who might be doing those things, who are operating a motor vehicle, bothered the heck out of her. She didn't go out of her house very much. And she was just fascinating to talk to. But, you know, I can see why people might find it boring at some point. The number, 603-283-61.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, final segment. I do want to thank those who are amplifiers camping in Free Talk Live, specifically tonight, Mr. Spooner. Mr. Spooner is a silver amplifier, I believe. You know what? I don't have that information for me. Mr. Spooner is an amplifier. You can be an amplifier by going to AMP. That's AMP as in advertise, market, and promote. A-M-P. amp.freetalklive.com and support Free Talk Live as Mr. Spooner has done. Now, I happen to know the reference of Mr. Spooner, and I'm sure Mr. Spooner would appreciate me saying, read Lysander Spooner. He was an abolitionist from the, you know, call it the 1860s, 1870s, 1880s. You know, he had actually a correspondence exchange with Grover Cleveland, and those letters are very interesting.
That's much more interesting than what I was thinking.
What was that?
I thought that Mr. Spooner really liked to cuddle.
Well, I wouldn't know what Mr. Spooner likes to do, but who doesn't like to cuddle? I mean, you know, cuddling's nice. Let's go. Let's go to James calling in from West Virginia. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Watch that West Virginia stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say to him.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm from Florida, so I can make fun of country.
Okay, well, all right. Anyway, I am, believe it or not, I'm now 71 years old, and I was thinking back to when I was 30, and that's the year I finally realized that even though I would own my home, or no, let me back up. I would pay off my house and property. I would never own it. It took me to 30 years to figure that one out. And I was thinking, why did they not teach us in government in high school that you can never, ever own any property in the United States of America, and probably most places for that matter, but we're talking about here. And
can you sell your property?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing.
How can you sell something you don't own?
Well, because, like, I've owned my property and my house now for 25 years, free and clear, all right? No mortgage, no nothing. But the problem is I pay $2,000 a year, which is relatively low because we're in West Virginia, property taxes. If I don't take payment of that property tax, it's nothing but a rent to me. If I don't pay my rent, they will take my property away from me, even though I, quote, own it, unquote. I don't own it. Nobody owns their property.
Sounds more like you're paying a service fee.
Right.
Well, but you're paying the service fee for some services in many cases you never asked for, and you're paying a rate that you never got to negotiate.
Yes, you asked for them. You bought the home.
I see. Well, the premise is that you signed up for it, right? But what if, let's ask this. In many cases, you did buy the home. But what if I inherited the property from my father or mother? What if I inherited it from my family? Then I didn't opt in. It's just...
Sell it then. It's your property. You own it.
You don't own it.
Yes, you're going to sell it.
Try not paying that tax and see whether you own it or not.
That's a different question.
No, it's not. Let me ask you this question, Henry. So I concur with Jim on this. And, Jim, I'm going to, since I can go back and forth with Henry here a little more quickly. The serf in 15th century England who paid a quit rent of 10 bushels of grain to the lord of the land every year, and then a little more when the lord wanted to fight a war. Did that serf own his land when he had to give the
serf
fruits?
Was the land. That's what
nope.
Serfs were.
Not true. Serfs traveled a lot. People believe this, but it's not so.
With permission.
Well, people would do awful things to you in other towns, but, you know, if you brought something that they want, traders or these sorts of things.
Well, we're going to argue about the historical point now, so we're going to waste time.
Quit rents are... essentially what
that sounds like
are.
A sharecropper.
Yeah? What's the difference?
The serf didn't... The feudal lord couldn't take the serf with him. The serf stayed with the land as part of the assets of the lord. I mean,
Well, the renter stays with the duplex when you sell it. If they get a lease...
But if they're paid up, they get the lease. Those are different things.
This is the same thing!
No,
property tax is a rent that you pay to the government.
A serf. A sharecropper is not a slave. A serf is not a slave. A slave is not a serf. Those are all different. An indentured servant is something else.
The distinctions. Go ahead.
I'm renting the property that I own. I'm renting the property I own. That's what I'm doing.
You mean the property tax that you pay?
That's right.
Thanks for the call, James.
I mean, right now it's...
Whoops, sorry. The button's pushed.
I understand that he doesn't feel like he owns it because he's always got a... He can never pay it all the fees off that are outstanding.
And don't forget, that rate for the rent, the property tax that we're just disputing here, that rate changes in whatever way the bureaucrats
based on
want
the officials he elects.
What's that?
Based on the officials that he elects.
And he doesn't elect
people,
him.
And the rest of the people elect.
I haven't.
The majority of the people elect.
I have not voted for a president that has ever won. Not once. Not in my entire life. So how am I responsible for the wars they fight?
What are you doing?
You have said you... that I...
I'm
that
talking
he
about
elects.
His property tax.
I know. What I'm saying is he didn't opt into those property taxes any more than I opted into the wars that...
Well, then he should elect people that are going to take it down to zero and provide no services.
Like I said, I have never voted. I voted many, many times, and I have never voted for a president that won.
Well, that's not his fault.
I'm telling you, it's not my fault either. So should I not have to listen to the presidents because I haven't voted for one that's won?
I do not see the connection between property tax and the president. That's your
because the unaccountable official. County bureaucrat that gets voted in by the knuckle-dragging morons in my county
yes,
somehow gets to vote on what my tax rate's going to be, and then I have to abide by that
correct.
Or lose my property to these unaccountable people.
Exactly.
That's right. And that is unjust.
In your opinion.
No, no. I'm certain of it. Trading one king 1,000 miles away for 1,000 kings 1 mile away is not justice.
Oh, you want me to respond?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that the fire department comes when your house burns.
It's always the fire department.
Well, the police.
As a volunteer.
Or the garbage collector. But that usually that's a separate fee. They contract that out.
Yeah, usually. Because they can't handle it competently.
But the mosquito control people, I'm glad when they come around.
I am too, I gotta say. But, and that's a, and I think mosquito control might actually be one of these departments that we could really dispute. Because there's a public good that people will not pay for individually that the consequences actually are spread out. So when it comes to having private security, there are more private security people. This is what I've read on the Internet. You can check this.
It must be true.
The veracity of it. That's why I'm caveating. There are more private security people than there are cops in America. If you want private security, you can get private security, and you can get it at a pretty reasonable rate. You don't need to pay these
private security is different from law enforcement.
Sure. Sheriff used to handle the county jail, and people would bring in lawbreakers, and they would bring charges against them. And, you know, things have changed since then. Now the cops go out and find people to bring back. And, you know, that's something entirely different. As a volunteer firefighter for many, many years, I can tell you that firefighting can be done on less of a rate than you're currently paying here in beautiful Manatee County, Florida.
Well, we have a lot of feudal lords in our fire system here. We have the Southwest and the Northeast, and we got a lot of chiefs.
Well, that's how it goes. And, you know, they set up little fiefdoms, and, you know, frankly, what we call government today has been handed down to us over the course of 10,000 years from warlord chiefs in the past. And the way it functions hasn't changed much. You probably won't get your beheaded by a guillotine, but you know, they're still going to take your property. They're still going to take the fruits of your labor. They're still going to do all of these things. And they do it with no justification whatever. They say there's a social contract, but you may have to abide by it, but they don't. They get away with pretty much anything they want to get away with, and they change the terms of the contract anytime they wish. That's no contract.
That's very enthusiastic about this.
I am. I call it serfdom. Modern day free range serfdom. And there's some, you know, there's some differences in it than serfdom, but it's not that much different. If you stay here in the United States, you know, you putter around, they'll give you a vote as if that actually changes anything.
I bet if we voted, most of the listeners would agree with you.
Maybe.
They would elect you the sheriff and the mayor.
Yeah, they'd be fools to make me in charge of anything. Power hungry. That's what these people are. The number. Well, I'm giving you the number. The website, freetalklive.com. Go check it out. It's been Mark with you.
And Henry.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.